Today on Gardening in a Minute, pressing flowers and leaves. Pressing is a great way to preserve beautiful leaves and delicate flowers. You can make a simple press by cutting pieces of corrugated cardboard to the size of a regular sheet of paper. Place several layers of newspaper on the cardboard. Lay the leaves or flowers on top, then add another layer of newspaper and cardboard. You can pile up to 10 layers like this. When you're finished, place a heavy object, like a large book, on top of the pile. Place the plant press in a warm, dry room. Once the plant materials are dry, they're ready for mounting in a scrapbook, frame, or whatever crafty project you have in mind. Make sure to handle the dried materials carefully, as they will be brittle. For more information on pressing flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, landscaping for wildlife. We're lucky in Florida to have incredibly diverse wildlife, but natural habitats are diminishing. Homeowners can help by creating a welcoming environment for our wild friends. Wildlife need food, water, cover, and space. Add trees and plants that bear fruit and seed in your landscape. Plant flowers for butterflies, birds, and bees. Native plants can be a good source of food for animals and insects. If you don't have a natural water source, consider building a small pond or adding a bird bath. Research what kinds of birds nest in your area and purchase or build them a home. Protect your wildlife visitors by limiting pesticide use and using the least toxic products available. If your cat is allowed outside, add a bell to its collar. For more information on attracting wildlife and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, snapdragons. Snapdragons are appealing annuals that come in a veritable rainbow of colors. They range in size from 6 inches to 3 feet tall, so you can select a variety that fits your landscape. Plant snapdragons as weather cools in the fall. In North Florida, you may want to protect them on the coldest nights. They do best in soil amended with organic matter and prefer full sun. Snapdragons make great borders and are also beautiful when planted in mass. They're a long-lasting cut flower and can even thrive in containers. Accent your snapdragons with pansies and alyssum for a cottage garden feel. Snapdragons are a traditional favorite for the garden, as kids of all ages love to squeeze the flowers, making them open like a dragon's mouth. For more information on snapdragons and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, plant hardiness zones. How well plants perform depends mostly on your choosing the right plant for your climate and location. The Department of Agriculture has designated 10 climate zones for the continental U.S. to guide gardening efforts. There are three zones in Florida, 8, 9, and 10. Taking into account which zone you live in can make all the difference in the world. Hardiness zones are based on average lowest temperatures, helping you choose plants that can survive the winter. Use the zones as a guide for selecting the plants best suited for your area. Remember that Florida's high humidity and warm nights can affect a plant's ability to survive in the appropriate zone. So use the plant hardiness zone map as a guide, but consult your county extension office for more detailed information. For more information about plant hardiness zones and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cauliflower. Cauliflower is flavorful and nutritious and makes a great homegrown vegetable. It can be eaten raw or cooked and is rich in vitamin C and folate, free of fat and cholesterol, and low in calories. It's an easy-to-grow crop for fall vegetable gardens throughout the state. Plant seeds or small transplants in September or October in a well-drained soil. Fertilize your plants regularly, protect them from frost, and keep the soil moist and mulched. Harvest your cauliflower in a few months when the heads in the center of the plant are firm. Each plant only produces one head and then dies, so remove old plants after harvest. Cauliflower comes in white, purple, and green, and in several different forms. There are even hybrids of cauliflower and broccoli called broccaflower. For more information about cauliflower, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.